SEC and CFTC open a joint comment period on derivatives rules. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission issued a joint request for public comment aimed at clarifying and harmonizing how the two agencies define derivatives products and split jurisdiction over them. Cointelegraph reported the announcement just after midnight UTC on June 19, 2026. Two regulators that have spent the better part of a decade disagreeing over who oversees what asks the public the same question at the same time. For crypto, where a single token or contract can plausibly be called a security, a commodity, or both, that coordination matters more than any single rule inside it. A turf war that shaped crypto's gray zone, the SEC regulates securities, the CFTC regulates commodity futures and swaps. Bitcoin and Ether have generally been treated as commodities, while many other tokens have been pursued by the SEC as unregistered securities. The seam between those two views is where most crypto derivatives have lived, and it is why U.S. platforms have so often routed perpetual futures and similar products offshore, rather than risk landing on the wrong side of an undefined line. A joint request for comment does not redraw that line by itself. It asks market participants, lawyers, and exchanges to describe where the definitions clash and where overlap creates duplicate or contradictory oversight. The output is a record the agencies can use to write aligned rules or recommend legislation. The process is slow and the substance comes later, but the act of filing it together is the part that breaks from precedent. Timing against the CME lawsuit. The joint filing arrives in the same news cycle as a direct conflict. CME Group is suing the CFTC over the regulator's decision to approve perpetual futures, with CEO Terry Duffy confirming the suit on CNBC. One arm of the market is fighting the CFTC in court over a derivatives approval, while the CFTC and SEC jointly ask how derivatives should be defined in the first place. Both threads point at the same unresolved question. The rules governing U.S. derivatives, including the crypto-linked ones, are contested and incomplete. The lawsuit attacks a specific approval. The comment period reaches for the framework underneath it. Read together, they show an agency under pressure to settle boundaries it has left vague for years. The second-order effect on crypto spenders. Most people who hold a crypto card do not trade perpetual futures, so the direct link is thin. The second-order effect is where it lands. When U.S. jurisdiction over crypto products is unclear, exchanges hesitate to offer those products onshore, operate through offshore entities, or build around legal gray areas. Those same platforms are often the custodial layer behind balances people spend. Clearer definitions reduce the odds that a product or a platform gets reclassified mid-operation and frozen while lawyers sort out which regulator has authority. That is the same counterparty exposure that pushes some users towards spending from their own wallet instead of leaving funds with a custodial provider. Regulatory ambiguity is one of the quieter inputs into that custody decision, and a coordinated rulebook chips at it. It also matters for stablecoin spending rails, where the classification question keeps surfacing in adjacent debates over what counts as a security, a commodity, or a payment instrument. The cleaner the derivatives definitions, the easier it becomes to reason about everything sitting next to them. The market backdrop crypto was soft as the news broke. As of June 19, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $62,790, down 2.8% on the day, with Ether around $17,088, off 2.7%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 20 in fear. A request for public comment is not a price catalyst, and the tape reflected macro pressure, rather than any reaction to the filing. The real test comes after the comment window closes. A joint request can produce aligned rulemaking, a joint recommendation to Congress, or little beyond a paper trail if the agencies revert to their old positions. Whether this becomes a durable framework or another stalled effort depends on what the two regulators do with the responses, and that will play out over months, not days.